And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one. I'm talking about Alabama. And I mean to say this show, like, whoo, goes way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. So I'm going to jump right on in here. You are welcome to text it or call it as we go. You guys remember, we hadn't talked about it in a few months, a couple months at least. ESG. ESG, environmental social governance. This is where you do virtue signaling while you're banking, virtue signaling while you're investing, or virtue signaling while you're doing insurance. It is a shift towards basically saying, hey, it's not about profits. It's about what we can say in a woke way on Green New Deal policies or, you know, LGBTQ2IA plus acronym policies, or for that matter, you know, just whether or not government should be doing certain things or not based upon your liberal bent. Like, we shouldn't be pursuing legislation that bans drag queen story hour, you know, who, whatever. ESG. Well, so in a major push, and this is, you know, there's no conspiracy theory here. This is where it came from. The World Economic Forum, was it Klaus Schwab? You got the guy from BlackRock. What's his name? Larry Fink. Schwab and Fink have called for what they refer to as the Great Reset. There's actually a published paper by the World Economic Forum called The Great Reset. Their goal is to move away from what they call, you know, profit-making ventures and into what they refer to as stakeholder investments. Stakeholder investments. What is stakeholder investments? I mean, shouldn't it be shareholder? No, it's stakeholders. Shareholders are the ones who actually make money. Stakeholders are people who just have a care or a concern, or they have a sort of a part to play, or what. That's what. So ESG, if you're not familiar, let me get you caught up real quick. ESG has been a push for wokeism, basically, in the otherwise free market. And you're finding places right now where ESG scorecards, I'm not kidding you, ESG scorecards from organizations that have basically made a living by creating their ESG scorecards will go out there and they'll figure out how woke a company is based upon whether they actually ran, you know, Dylan Mulvaney on their beer cans or whatever. And they'll put together their ESG scores, and then these companies will publish them. Look at me. We're Coca-Cola. Look how woke we are. We're very proud of our ESG score. And you're going to find corporations you would not have even expected. Go look at a major, pick one, United Airlines, Coca-Cola, Regions Bank. Regions Bank's big on this. And you will find that they will be on their website. If you just typed in the name of a large corporation, perhaps one that you care about, and you just typed it in and then typed in ESG score, the Oracle of Google is going to bring you to a place probably on their own personal website. At the very least, it'll be on another scorecard's website. But oftentimes, the company itself will be just proudly touting how woke they are and what their you know, their scorecard is. And the reason why they're doing this is for a couple of reasons. Number one, they've been pressured to. Sometimes they're being pressured now by banks. There are banks that are refusing to lend capital to businesses based not upon their credit scores, but upon their ESG scores. What? Yes, I kid you not. There are banks right now that factor in not how solvent you are or whether you have the best widget to sell or what your credit rating has been or what your future investments are going to be. There are banks right now that are deciding whether or not you had enough LGBTQ2IA plus acronym commercials, or whether you planted a tree or what. And all this is doing, though, by the way, is hurting corporations. What about insurance? Oh, yeah. Insurance companies. There are insurance companies right now that are so swept up in the ESG scorecards that they will consider a company to be high risk, not based upon their insurability or the risk factors that they operate under or the geographic region of the country that they're in or anything else like that. No, they're basing it in part upon whether or not they're woke enough based on their ESG score. And then you've got the worst of all, the portfolio managers. You've got companies out there that are traded publicly. Pick one again. Coca-Cola. Just throwing them out there because they're too often referred to as Woke-a-Cola. So Coca-Cola is publicly traded. You can buy their shares on the market. Your portfolio for retirement may have shares of Coca-Cola in it, depending upon how the market's going for them. And yet, what you're also finding is some of the big traders, some of the big portfolio managers, are refusing to actually handle transactions for companies whose ESG score is not high enough to warrant being in their fund. What? Yes. What we're seeing right now around the nation is that states, state governments, are having to take a stand because their entire state employee retention program is being jeopardized by these fund managers that are helping to manage their retirement funds that are not picking the most profitable venture. No, they're picking the most woke venture, and they're not that profitable. Story here from Breitbart caught my attention and got me sparked up on this. Story here from Breitbart came out over the weekend. More ESG funds in the U.S. closed in 2023 than in the past 3 years combined. Well, they hadn't been around that long. But it says more environmental, social, and governance investing funds have closed in 2023 than the last years combined amid political backlash and investor scrutiny. What are we talking about here? We're talking about funds like State Street, Columbia Threadneedle, Janus Henderson, Hartford Management, and others that, according to Morningstar, have decided to shut down some of their funds as being less profitable. Pray tell, why would that be? Because they're managing them on the wrong criteria. Morningstar says it also found that investors have pulled more money out of ESG funds in the first half of 2023 than they put into them. In other words, people are shying away because they're sick of seeing their investments go to things that are virtue signaling and not profit making. If you want to invest your money in whether or not a tree was planted or in whether or not, a gay pride flag was flown or in whether or not a local or state government decided to, pull sexualized books out of the kids' sections of public libraries, if you want to invest in those things, I would suggest this. Give your money to a charitable organization that fights those causes and take the tax write-off. You'd be better off than trying to do so by investing your money in a firm that pushes for those things. Because when you invest in a company that pushes for those things, the return on your investment is probably not as good as the tax deduction you would have gotten just by going to a charitable organization. Just some thinking. And before I run out of time, let me grab the phone real quick. Is that line one, Brian from Huntsville? Hey, Brian, how you doing, buddy?
Doing okay. And part of the origins of ESG scores and everything were when they were trying to get banks not to give credit out to firearm manufacturers.
Yes.
And ammunition manufacturers. Yeah. And then it snowballed from that point.
Yeah. The other was the oil and gas industry. They're literally trying to get funds to divest themselves of oil and gas industry stock.
Yes, sir. So they just keep the same thing that they started with, and they keep piling on, so to say.
Yeah, it's a mess.
Y'all have a wonderful day.
You too, buddy. Yeah, it's an activist mentality in an investment or a business world. It doesn't work because people who invest in the shares of a company, they want to know they're getting something for their investment. What's interesting to me is Larry Fink has been the guy from BlackRock, been one of the lead proponents on this. He has been all in on ESG. He says he no longer uses ESG because it's become too politicized. No, it's because it doesn't work, you jackwagon. It doesn't work. That's why you're not using it. However, there was a setback this week. So there's been a lawsuit. 25 Republican attorneys general have filed suit against the Biden administration because the Biden Department of Labor instituted a rule that would allow for retirement funds to use ESG criteria. Well, okay. What you're basically saying there is, hey, employers, we're here to protect employees from all the mean things y'all do, except for their retirement plans. We need you to go woke with that. We're not worried about profitability or whether they have, you know, anything to retire on. It's more concerning to us that you, you know, backed our ESG criteria. Yeah. Did you get the memo? Well, the federal judge, though, this past week shocked everybody on Friday afternoon by entering a ruling that actually granted the administration's petition to dismiss that lawsuit. In doing so, the judge, who is a Judge Matthew Kaczmarek, he's a Trump appointee. He's not known as a liberal judge. He wrote that the Biden administration rule can still comply with the statutes that require, profitability. Because, he said, it prioritizes financial considerations over environmental ones and does not have any overarching regulatory bias for ESG. I got news. It shouldn't be allowed at all. That's the point. He said it wasn't the factor. It was a factor. And that was enough for it to pass the smell test. Well, Attorney General Ken Paxton, who just recently survived his own impeachment, says, we're evaluating next steps, including potential appeal. We'll continue to fight on all fronts to protect the interests of investors and all against the ESG agenda. All right, we're going to take a break right now. We come back from this break. I'll continue on with the discussion on ESG's GPA. It ain't good. It's a failing grade, in my opinion. And then we'll top of the hour, we'll be talking to our Alabama State Auditor, Andrew Sorrell. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making common sense a superpower. Yeah, I'm saying Gary from Decatur says, I know exactly where we're going here. Yep. So he says the NFL must have the highest ESG score on the planet. So Boomer, I'm sure you've seen the very first transgender cheerleader. Whoop, whoop.
Really, guys? Come on. I mean, there's nothing sacred. Wants to look down on the field and see a guy in a crop top dancing? No, thank you.
Yeah, just...
I get the... No. I mean, I understand male cheerleaders in college and what they do, but in NFL, it's more of like a dancer. And so you don't really need...
I don't need a dude in a
bikini top. Okay, if they're there throwing the girls in the air like a normal college guy or doing, maybe he's in the mascot suit. Okay, cool. But not what they're pushing on us. Stop pushing this on us and stop allowing it.
Okay, I found your new participation trophy.
There's a lot of participation trophies nowadays out there. And they're just
we're just gonna have
one on top of the other.
We're gonna have a day where it's just called Push Boomers Buttons Days.
We're just starting to see the one after another after another.
Woo, Boomer's got issues today. Yeah. Well, Phil kept pushing them, so I don't. What do you expect of a guy? Keeping on with this thing about, so yeah, I guess the NFL probably does have a very high. I don't know.
But then again, they don't, because are they going to allow the transgenders to play football as well?
Oh, they have to now. They've changed the rules, dude.
I know.
I'm just saying.
I saw something on social media that the first woman to play football other than...
Collegiate football.
Collegiate football.
That.
So
other than a kicker.
But I'm pretty sure... It said woman. So
she was a safety for a team that looked like it was about the size of a high school football team.
At least it wasn't a... You know, I don't know. It's all over the place figuring these things out and then having to identify and stuff. Just stop. Guys are guys. Girls are girls. Boom.
It's not going to be. That's what we're going to have to have. We're going to have the boom moment. Okay. Catch your breath, dude. It's all right. We're good. Y'all, he'll be back in a minute. Keeping up with this ESG GPA thing that I've got, by the way, top of the hour, State Auditor Andrew Sorrell coming on. one of the more conservative members of Alabama's government. BlackRock, Inc., according to a piece here on an investment fund site, says BlackRock, Inc., along with a slew of other firms, has recently shut down funds that overtly focused on ESG initiatives as the movement faces backlash from conservatives. I'm going to suggest it's not just conservatives. I'm going to bet, just saying, I'm going to, if I was a betting man, I'm going to bet that liberals like to know when they invest their money, they get a return on their investment too. Just a prognostication on my part. Just a bit of, you know, advanced hyperbole. But the same article points out, ESG funds are not only being ditched by investors, they are also facing additional regulatory scrutiny because they're shady as all get out. They're not set up for the right reasons. They're set up for virtue signaling reasons. And then people send their money thinking they've got something. Here's the thing. If you want to send your money to it, go for it. But there should be nobody whose funds are managed for them, like in a large-scale retirement portfolio managed on behalf of the state of Alabama, for instance, or a major big-box employer that has, you know, thousands of employees, and so they have a major retirement fund. And the employees just put money into their fund not knowing exactly how it's being managed. And that company makes a decision, hey, let's go woke. Cool. And next thing you know, John Doe and Jane Smith are retiring and they're thinking, I didn't get the return on investment in the last 5 years that I did over the previous 15. By the way, the state of Alabama has been working this issue. In May of this year, and I pulled a copy of his press release, in May of this year, Attorney General Steve Marshall had an opinion piece that was actually published in the Wall Street Journal. He called ESG defenders, in other words, those who support ESG, as free market disciples. Yeah, posing as they are. He says their ESG defenders are posing as free market disciples. Thank you. So in case you missed it, Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall's most recent opinion piece was published by the Wall Street Journal. Attorney General Marshall addressed his work defending the free market system from elitist global alliances determined to force their ESG policies on American businesses and consumers. So what he wrote here was that in the middle of, you know, speaking at a hearing where he spoke along with a Utah Attorney General, Sean Reyes, they spoke to the House Oversight Committee. And a couple of liberal hacks, Representative Jamie Raskin, he's the guy that always wears a do-rag, and Representative Katie Porter, they both came out hard. One of them said, you're just assaulting the free market. You're trying to stop the market from responding to the climate crisis. That's not the market's job. It is not the overall market's, it is not the portfolio manager's job to attack the climate crisis. If you want to attack the climate crisis and you're not already a part of the Green New Steel being put on by the Biden administration, then go invest in a company that does something like that per se. Or go, by the way, and give a charitable contribution to Save the Whales or something like that. Who knows? Representative Katie Porter, Democrat from California, said, capitalism delivers freedom, which happens when markets let people choose what they want. Right. Like returns on their investment. So Marshall went on to say, the more sinister ESG acolytes, they're not even printing their woke messages on six packs. They're actually proclaiming socially responsible financial institutions that are out there trying to gerrymander the market. Alabama did pass, as a reminder. We were one of the first in the nation. You know, I get irritated at my brethren and sistren sometimes in the legislature, but we've got some good things happening, one of which was this past year, this past spring, we had the Alabama legislature pass an anti-ESG legislation that became law. Governor Ivey signed it. We'll talk about that and more with Alabama State Auditor Andrew Sorrell right after this. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. all you right